It's the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
All right, so in Oakville, it's official. There's a bylaw that just got passed yesterday. I've been working on it for bits, and it basically bans anyone from under the age of 18 from using tanning salons and tanning beds and fake and bacon. You can no longer do it. And the tanning salons would actually lose their license if they allow someone under the age of 18 to do that.
Oakville City Councilor Pam DeMoff is on the phone with us right now. Hey, Pam.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. How you doing?
I'm well.
So how long has this been, I guess, on the table for? How long have you guys been discussing this?
We actually started discussing it several months ago. But at the beginning of July, we had a report come back to council, which recommended a number of things, one of which was writing to the Premier to support the private members bill that's before the Ontario legislature right now. But we also, as a council, unanimously asked staff to draft a bylaw to restrict youth under 18 from using tanning beds. So that came back last night, and that was voted on unanimously.
Did you guys have like any particular, like a number of how many people under the age of 18 within Oakville were going to these tanning salons and getting tans done?
No, the industry themselves, one of the store owners and someone from the Tanning Federation in BC came to delegate to our council. They said it's a very small percentage of their business. They said it's about 2%.
Oh, okay.
So it's not going to hurt them that much. And some of the stats you guys got back about the damage that is done to the skin of the youth is pretty incredible.
It is. It's far worse for youth than it is for adults. And you know, when you think about it, young people's skin is more sensitive. It's more sensitive to the sun in general. So I'm just thrilled with what we were able to do here last night. I'm amazed no one else has done it, though.
Yeah, it hasn't happened in Toronto yet, right?
No, it hasn't happened anywhere in Ontario.
Yeah, Mississauga and Brampton, I know, they're trying to work on it now. And I guess a lot of people are going to follow the lead that you guys just said.
I hope so. I was shocked when the Cancer Society said we would be the first. I just assumed that others had already done it. So I just hope that the province takes this over and legislates it across the province. That would just be perfect.
I always assumed that if you were under the age of 18, you needed, like, adult consent. You needed to have, like, a parent there or somebody to sign a piece of paper to say, yeah, it's okay for my kid to go tanning. But I guess, you know, any parent wouldn't want that for their child anyway.
That's right. And, you know, it's amazing how little regulation there is on tanning beds. And teenagers can use the equipment, which is regulated by the federal government. But we had a colleague on council who owns a movie theater here in Oakville, and he said when his teenagers burn the popcorn, you just throw it out. It's a little different when you're dealing with tanning equipment. So, yeah, this is a really good thing. It's a huge news story this morning, too. Wow.
Yeah,
it is.
Look at that. Congratulations, Oakville.
Yeah,
thanks
right?
a lot. Yeah, no, and you know what? The emails and tweets and messages I've got, they've all been positive, all of them.
Pam DeMoff, Oakville City Councilor, thank you so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show today.
You're very welcome. Take care.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, Kiss 92.5.